Sienna Retreat Center in Racine, Wisconsin is seeking candidates for their Director of Spiritual Guidance Initiatives position. This is a unique opportunity to grow the practice of spiritual companioning. Qualified candidates are experienced spiritual guides with a graduate degree in spirituality or related field. Details at siennaretreatcenter.org.
Ignatius House Jesuit Retreat Center in Atlanta is offering a workshop on the art of directing spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, April 25th through 28th, 2024. Led by Father Kevin O'Brien, S.J., renowned spiritual director and author, this workshop is an invitation to delve deeper into your own experience and understanding of the exercises to better accompany others. Apply now at ignatiushouse.org.
Support for this SDI podcast comes from the Center for Spiritual Development, which invites you to an online mindfulness series for spiritual directors, enhancing your spiritual practices and deepening your listening skills as a spiritual director. There will be four sessions on Saturday mornings throughout 2024. Go to thecsd.org for details and to register.
Welcome to this episode of SDI Encounters, a podcast on spiritual direction and spiritual companionship. I'm Matt Whitney. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our work and the work of spiritual direction and spiritual companionship on our website, sdicompanions.org. Well, Reverend Safi, we are back from New Mexico, where we pulled off a conference, a hybrid conference, which obviously included an in-person component, which is the first one we've done in 3 years.
Yeah.
And also included a virtual component. Just wanted to check in with you here now, since it's been a couple of weeks. What stands out for you?
You know, heart and soul and engaging and witnessing, and that was the theme of our conference, right? Which is engaging with our traumas as a prelude to our spiritual awakening. But the way it manifested was unexpected and wonderful in many ways. It was really, you know, from people bringing their hearts. Putting their hearts first, right? Putting their hearts forward. And I'm not just talking about all of us spiritual directors and companions and guides with each other, but our keynote speakers on stage. And, you know, Cornel West saying, I am the way that I am because somebody loved me, right? And I just wrote a little piece about that for a non-SDI publication. And it struck me that all of us spiritual directors and spiritual companions at the conference are who we are because somebody loved us, not just because somebody loved us, but because we love the people that we companion, we love each other, and we feel empathy and commitment with each other in a way that really reflects that commitment to love with a capital L and spreading it around. Gently and tactfully sometimes and boldly at other times, but always front and center, you know, always rooted in that modality, which is spiritual love would be one way to qualify it. So that's how I feel about the conference, that it was really a manifestation of our community and spiritual love and being in a spiritually loving space with each other across the board.
Yeah, I feel that too. I love how heart and soul is what stands out for you and engaging. Yeah. You know, I think what comes to me when I hear that word is a type of service, which, you know, people at the conference and our speakers were very, very much waging acts of service in the world, but also really sharing their shadows. I felt like our keynoters were very vulnerable, and it just, what struck me about that is just that we see these people, you know, we see them as great, and we see them as really having figured out how to be of service in the world, but also we all are sharing the same world, and we are grieving it in the same way. We are anxious about it in the same ways. Did that strike you as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they and we all, everyone put their humanity forward, and not just, when I say humanity, it's as you're indicating, and it doesn't just mean, you know, love and light and positivity, although there was certainly a lot of that, but it was also grief and shadows and difficulties and frustrations. And, you know, am I in a safe space, in a safe place, or a brave place, as people always say these days, in a brave place where I can be vulnerable enough to share my shadows, where I can feel safe enough to reveal my shadows, and to know that I'm not going to be judged and castigated for that reveal, but rather encouraged and supported and held as I try to wrestle with them. And that's, I think, that, you know, the kind of community that we aspire to be, and that I think manifested so beautifully at the conference, is a place of ultimately of hope and healing and reconciliation. But as a prelude to that, a descent, maybe the wrong way, a tackling of our darker, you know, of our more challenging difficulties and entanglement with those, before we could collectively disentangle from them and come out the other side.
How are you feeling now today, having come through? I mean, you're definitely in the hot seat for several days, guiding, shepherding this conference, you know, and we spend, you know, more than a year planning for it.
More than 2 years, yeah. In some ways.
Yeah, yeah, having come through it and being on the other side, how are you feeling about it?
Relieved. Yeah. You know, it's also, there's always anticipation and joy mixed in with trepidation, because the work that we do is sensitive work, right? It's work where we need to tread with great care and great balance, as much balance as we can muster, because our groundedness is important. As speaking personally, as my biggest challenge and opportunity is to be grounded as the world around me is ungrounded, increasingly ungrounded, to stay grounded, as, because that's my role. And I think that's our role as spiritual companions, and you know, all the companionees that come to us, who are, many of whom are really struggling because they're in it, right? They're deep into their explorations. And so staying grounded is a challenge. Of course, it's a challenge for any and all of us. And that's, that's what it feels like to sit in the hot seat, is just to, but then, you know, the wonderful thing, and it happens with every conference, and I'm in my, almost concluding my sixth year at SDI, and about to start my seventh, which is a lucky number, some people say. So hopefully everything will go swimmingly next year, but we never know. Is to that, after a while, we're lifting each other up, and it sounds trite to say, but it's true, right? I mean, the all of us participants at the conference start kind of by finding our way into our comfort zone at the conference. And by the end of the conference, after the second or third day, everything starts to gel, right? And the collective is upholding, even those folks who are really experiencing some triggers and some challenges are being held, and the whole community kind of comes together. And that was certainly very apparent to me at this conference. I don't know if it was to you, but that coming together that happens with our community with some frequency, thankfully. Yeah.
I know what a joy it was to see familiar faces in person again. Just was such a joy and a surprise. I mean, I shouldn't have been surprised, but I mean, that stands out for me. Just like, wow, I'm like right next to you again. And I know we were masked and everything, but that just felt very important to do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that simple act of coming together in person after 2 years, not just any 2 years, but these particularly difficult years, was redemptory. It was, you know, I mean, I think so many of us exclaimed, you know, wow, you're a real person, right? After 2 years of looking at each other on Zoom screens and computer screens and relating to each other, and actually with what I think is pretty great success there, you know, coming back together in person was extraordinary.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been talking about Santa Fe since 2018, 2019. I mean, this was supposed to be our 2020 conference. And
yep, that's right.
Delayed and delayed. And just having finally been there, you know, sort of turned, like, Santa Fe sort of became like this fantasy realm or this abstraction for us. Like, are we ever going to actually get there?
Yeah, and we got there. And actually, but the circumstances of us getting there in the midst of all of these fires that were consuming the state, right, and left and right, and, you know, all around Santa Fe, and then the war in Ukraine, and the ongoing COVID challenges and the ongoing tribalism and all the things that we talked about in our keynote, I spoke about so eloquently from the stage. To be able to land in Santa Fe in the midst of all that and still come together and still hold each other and still, you know, cry and grieve and laugh and do all the things that we did together was really extraordinary.
Yeah. I want to come back to your image of being grounded for a minute, because I have this image of you, you know, sitting on stage by yourself, interviewing Cornel West with 300 people in attendance and 400 people virtual, and almost like, because you also talk a lot about groundlessness, like being,
yes,
and I think that's like a compelling image of being grounded in groundlessness, where everyone's just like orbiting around you almost like a tornado, and you're just rooted, you know, on stage.
Yeah,
in your sitting and holding it together for the rest of us. And that's an image that I think is an example for spiritual directors and companions in this time, is being grounded in groundlessness. And maybe that's my biggest takeaway, but what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, it's funny, because I was just speaking about this to someone else, you know, just moments ago, actually, grounding ourselves in groundlessness, which is part of my mantra, right? Because the more we know, the less we know, right? The more that we think we've figured out our roots and our motives and our intentions, the more we realize that none of those things are very... that those roots are not quite as solid as we thought they were, that their strength actually rests more in the unknown than in the known, that it rests more in those things that we don't control than those things that we think we control, if there's anything that we do ultimately control. And so, it's being up on stage alone, and it is like rowing that solitary boat across the universe, right? And yet the whole universe is there. The entire universe is there. And so, I think that's part of the challenge and the opportunity, particularly for us spiritual companions and helping the people that we companion, our companionees, to have that same experience of comfort in the ungrounded, right? In the unknowing, and all of those uns, the unknowing, the ungrounded, the unbound, the unconstrained, the universe, God, the eternal. Because that's our natural resting home. That's where we come from, and that's where we go to. And that's where we are right now, even though we don't realize it, right? It's like children pretending that they're on a boat and in their house, while they're playing around. It's like, let's build a boat and sail on it. And it's just their sofa and their, cushions and whatever it is. And yet they are rowing across this vast universe, this solar system, and far, far beyond it. And that's real. That's ultimately more real than being on a boat on the water. And so that's that kind of comfort and that kind of grounding and groundlessness, which is the eternal. Grounding ourselves in the eternal is the ultimate source of comfort and safety, because if we're grounded there, our fears wash away, right? What can scare us if we realize that that's where we always live, even beyond this manifestation that we're in right now?
It's a beautiful image. I imagine, pretending to be on the sailboat and in the living room or whatever, like all of that sort of fades away and there's just cosmos.
Yes.
Stars and planets.
There's a good challenge for a graphic artist. If someone...
Yeah, maybe, I guess. Well, but then all that has to fall away too, right?
So. Yes, yes. Yes, even this, right? I mean, I was answering a question at a session yesterday that I know you were at as well, where we said, what does it mean, not what, right? You say not two, and then we say not two, not two, no separation. Say not one, well, not even one, right? And not, and if there's not one, there's not even a not or a one, right? There's nothing. And that's, that groundlessness is the ultimate ground of all being that we always talk about. The ultimate ground of all being is grounded, pure groundlessness.
How do we get on this every time? Because now I'm, the Zen things of no, the no thing. I get it. Like there's no separation. There's no two. There's one. There's no one. There's no thing. But the no thing is not nothing, right?
Well, it's not nothing, and it's not everything either. It's it is everything, and it is not everything. It's hard because what we're pointing to is an experience that our words can only mimic and point to in partial ways. I think that's the trap that lots of folks in is like, well, if we can define it, categorize it, speak about it, we can capture it and put it in a little cage and control it. And especially those of us with theological and spiritual inclinations and backgrounds, it's like trying to capture God and put it in him, her, they in a cage and say, here's God. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
And yet God is in that cage. Right. And yet God is in that cage.
And is the cage.
And is the cage.
And the air in the cage. And the being observing the cage and all of the above.
Absolutely.
Well, this is the call, and here I'm going to try to tie this back to continue engaging with all of it, with all of our circumstances, our hurting world, our companions, and invite them in their groundlessness to be grounded for a time as we are with them in companionship.
Yeah, I think that's next year's conference. That's that's dinner tonight and breakfast tomorrow, and it's everything, and it's every moment in our lives is there is that invitation. You know, I have said a lot now that everything is a portal. This conversation is a portal. You know, people listening to this conversation, they are a portal. And, the wind and the shoes and everything is a portal. And that's because everything is ultimately interconnected, and the entirety of everything is contained in the smallest, it's again, seems trite to say, but in the smallest grain of sand is the entire universe. And that's not just a concept. I actually think it's a reality beyond our understanding, actually.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. You mentioned next year's conference. So yes, we are doing a conference next year. I don't believe we have any details on that yet, but it will.
No, not yet, but they're coming soon. They're coming soon. And we're in the process, in the selection process right now, and we should have an announcement fairly soon. Lots of lessons learned from this year's conference, particularly the complexities of holding a hybrid conference. And last year we had an all online conference that in some ways was our greatest success at SDI, right? We had 1,500 people there, and we pulled it off fairly seamlessly. And a hybrid conference where you try to accommodate both in person and online has its own complexities and dynamics. And we're just getting our, starting to get feedback now from the survey that you put out earlier today, and lots of opportunities for us, lots of kinks that we need to work out of the process. So I'm excited about next year, and I'm excited about what might manifest.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm excited to take some lessons learned and put them into practice and make next year's conference better, continue to improve and offer, compelling conference for everybody, whether you can attend in person or you're attending virtually, and to make that experience meaningful.
Yeah. I think it'll be great to get all that feedback, and so we'll be sharing those survey findings with folks at some point also, so that others can who have ideas can help us craft an even better conference next year.
Great. Anything else to say in regards to this? It's kind of the wrap up.
No, my thanks and my gratitude to the community for being who you are and showing up and having the courage to lean into shadows and discomfort and as well, obviously, as joy and happiness and celebration and to this community for its honesty and its authenticity and its bravery.
Yeah, indeed. Bravery stands out for me, just gratitude for people who came in person in spite of everything going on, and gratitude to everybody who showed up virtually, who were willing to participate with us and roll with us grow with us as we learn how to do it and do it better, and are gracious with our mistakes. Just everybody who was a part of it made it happen. And I just wanted to acknowledge that. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
If you're enjoying this podcast and you want to help us share and spread the word about the life-giving practice of spiritual companionship, you can help us out by subscribing to this podcast through your favorite app. You could give us a like or even write us a review. Thank you for listening. This is Matt Whitney with Spiritual Directors International. Thanks again for listening. Your time and your presence here are deeply appreciated. If you liked this show and would like us to continue making them, please do subscribe now while it's fresh on your mind. Also, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to send in your comments and suggestions to the email address podcast@sdiworld.org. SDI is the home of spiritual companionship. Learn more about us and our work on our website, sdicompanions.org.